Lion Called Christian by Anthony Burke and John Rendell. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Foreword by George Adamson. In April 1970, I received a letter from London from my friend Bill Travers telling me about Christian, a fifth-generation English lion, and asking whether I would be prepared to take him over and rehabilitate him back to the wild of his forebears. The idea appealed to me greatly, not only because it would save Christian from a lifetime of captivity, but also because it would be, in all probability, the first time an English lion had been returned to the life for which he was created. I felt confident that his inherited knowledge and instincts would soon assert themselves, given the chance, and in spite of his breeding. I must admit that I did not feel the same confidence about his two owners when I heard that they would accompany Christian and stay a few weeks at my camp. I was led to believe they were very mod, with long hair and exotic clothing. My first sight at Nairobi Airport of pink bell-bottomed trousers and flowing locks did nothing to dispel my misgivings. But Ace and John soon restored my faith in the modern generation. Immediately I sensed the bond of deep affection and trust between them and Christian. I know from experience how hard it must have been for them to leave Christian to face the inevitable dangers and hardships of a lion in the wild. At the time of writing, Christian is near...